The following shir has been presented by Rav Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Gimel, Tzadi Beis Mabeis, Tzadi Gimel Min Aleph, tells us the story, the Maisa with Hanani Mishal Vazaria, that did not bow down to the Tzelem, and were Moiser Nasha, and the tremendous Nisim that occurred to the great Tzadikim Hanani Mishal Vazaria. The Gemara continues in Tzadik Gimel Min Aleph and says that the Umas HaOilam came with a taina to all of Taisa and said, you have a Tzad God, you have a Tzad Bairi Oilam, a Tzad Ebishter, Yesh Lehem Eloike Kasev HaTem Shtakal Natzela, and you go and bow to the Tzelem and you bow to the Avay Dezara. This is really Bemis, a Gemara we find in Megillah, Daf Yud Beis Min Aleph also, that the Gemara says that Kaisel, during the time of Purim, we find that Kaisel were Neschayev Kaloya, they were Neschayev to be destroyed. And the Gemara says, why were they Chayv Misa Ba'isai Dor? So the Gemara says, because they bowed to the Tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar previously, in 10, 20 years beforehand, that they had bowed to the Avodah Zarah of Nebuchadnezzar. Which really breaks open kind of questions over here. Number one, what's Takap Shat that? The Al-Khayra, Kaisrael were Chayv Misa. We see over here that they were Chayv Misa for not bowing down to the Tzelem. Now, let me explain the question. As we know, in Shulchan Aruch and Yerodei and Simen Kufn and Zayin, which is really the Simen that we'll be focusing on today, we know a person has to give up his life in order not to bow down to Avodah Zarah. And that we know, we learned many times already in Masechet Sanhedrin itself. But at the same time, it's Mavur in Ramah, in Kufn and Zayin, I'll be the Rambam in Perikei and Yesaydei Taida, that even though a person has to give up his life to not be over on Avodah Zarah, however, if he did not give up his life, says the Ramah, again, a person has to give up his life to not be over on Avodah Zarah, but if he didn't give up his life, so then he's potter. He's not Chayv Misa. So it brings us to the question that how could the Gemara and Megillah say on Daf Yud Beis that Bemis Chayv Misa Chayv Misa for not giving up their lives? And Bemis, the problem is that we'll have a teretz for this, that to explain perhaps why it wasn't really necessarily a real Avodah Zarah or some other pshat that we'll get. So then we're going to have another problem, that l'chayra, how were Hanani, Mishal, Vazaria, yes, allowed to give up their lives to not bow to this thing, whatever, we'll see, Bez Hashem. So Bemis, the Rambam, and also brought in the Ramah, the Rambam's in Yisai Deitari Perkei also, the Rambam says that anybody who is able to run away when the Melech, when the Rasha wants him to bow down to Avodah Zarah, and he has the ability to run away and to hide, and he does not run away and doesn't hide, so the Rambam says, very strong Lashonis, the Rambam says that he's a Kelev, a Shavakiyai, he's a dog, and he goes to Gehenim, and he says, if he did it, b'mezid, and Ramah brings this down, Lalacha. And the Rivash says that that was Be'emes Pshat in Klai Yisrael. That was Be'emes why Klai Yisrael were Nischayev, Klai Yisrael to be destroyed, because he says that Klai Yisrael had the ability to run away. And since they had the ability to run away, and they didn't run away, so it's considered that they had done it b'mezid. They had done the Avodah Zarah b'mezid, and that was a tiny on Klai Yisrael, which was Mechayev them Kloya. That was really why they were Chayv Misa. And of course, that's the reason why Hananiah, Mishael, Vezariah did not bow down. That's why Hananiah, Mishael, Vezariah, we'll see, it was a Chiddush that they did bow down. Because they had the ability to run away, and after Pekin, they did not run away. But this is a big Chiddush. If Klai Yisrael Taker had the ability to run away, and they didn't run away, because the chayra, it seems to us that they did not have the ability to run away. It seems to be that Nebuchadnezzar was a melech shel kol ha'olam, as the Gemara says. It doesn't mean they had the ability to run away. But Bemis, it's not so strange, because we do find the Hananiah Mishael Vezariah, and the Medrash brings down, asked Taka Yecheskel HaNavi what they should do. Should they run away, or should they hide, or should they bow to the Avodah Zarah? And Yecheskel, we'll be assumed, Yecheskel and Navi Taker told them that they should run away, they should hide. So we see that there was the ability, perhaps, to hide. And it could be that the Medrash in one place is Mashmah, the only place that they had to be over this Avodah Zarah was in the capital city, so perhaps Klai Yisrael could have ran to a different city. The Toitzvis in Psachim and Daphne Gimel Mabez in discussing Hananiah Mishael Vezariah in what was the necessity of a kavachomer that they learned out from the frogs to jump into the fire. The Ri says Pshat in Hananiah Mishael Vezariah that Be'emes they had the ability to run away. And that was the chiddush that Hananiah Mishael Vezariah didn't take their option of running away, and that they Afal Pi Kein were most of their lives and they didn't run away. So that's the first part. That's why Taka Klai Yisrael were Neschayev Misa, Be'oisei Dor. Now Be'emes, the Tosfos in Pesachim brings a raya. Tosfos brings a raya. Tosfos in Pesachim then Gimel Beis from Daniel. That we find that Daniel Taka in our Gemara brings down that Daniel ran away. Daniel went to Mitzrayim and he didn't oivid the Avodah Zarah, he didn't bow to the Avodah Zarah. So we see that they had the ability to run away. Now, of course, the Marsha already immediately is Doich Raya because Daniel, as we see, was L'chayra from our Gemara, L'chayra Daniel was sent away. What's Mashma from our Gemara? That Daniel was allowed to go. Nebuchadnezzar allowed him to go. Al-Kopan, either he was sent or he was allowed to go. But Al-Kopan, that wouldn't be a riot to the rest of Kaisal. But again, the Rivash and the Rambam seem to take on that the rest of Kaisal could have run away, and that's why they wouldn't chayiv Misa the Oisai door. The Inyankiv brings down, also I'll pee the Rambam and I'll pee the Chinuch and Simin Reish Tadihei, that it could be that Bamis Kaisal were not chayiv misa b'day adam, as we explained, because they had a right to, they were oinus in their action, and the Gemara Kedushin on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph explicitly says, who v'loy oinus, that a person is only chayiv misa for being oivid avodah zarah if he does it b'ratzin, but not if he does it b'oinus. However, the Inyankiv says that maybe b'day shamayim, they were chayiv, maybe b'day shamayim, and that's really, the Gemara just means that they were chayiv misa b'day shamayim, not that they were chayiv misa b'day odom. Pnei Yeshua discusses the possibility that perhaps they only were told to bow down and to outwardly look like they're being oivid avodah zarah. And perhaps one is not mechuyev to give up his life in such a fashion, as we learned already previously in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Samech Aleph and Beis, that it's not considered avodah zarah when his lave is taka l'shamayim, is to himel. But however, he himself admits that this is really not going to be any worse than abizrayu avodah zarah, as we learned in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, ayin dalad and Beis, and also it could be it's an inyan of marasayim b'chlal of avodah zarah, which a person would taka have to give up his life for. The Rabbi Natam, the pestle describes this avodah zarah of Nebuchadnezzar as not being an avodah zarah. It was just a statue and some kind of a respect for the king, but not necessarily that it was an avodah zarah bichlal. Now, this lemaisa would make the kasha much more shver, make it much more difficult. And why taka were Klal Yisrael chayiv misa for not bowing down if Bamis it wasn't an avodah zarah at all? And this is also going to add to the question that why were Chananya, Mishael, Azariah yes allowed to be moiser their nefesh if it wasn't an avodah zarah at all? The Ritva explains that you have to say, according to this Rabbeinu Tam, that if it was just a statue, that really Klal Yisrael weren't Bamis chayiv misa. They weren't really, and that's really what the Gemara means over there, that they should have, the Emes, given up their lives. Kamoi that we find, the Hananya, Mishael, the Azariah, even for this nearest Avodah Zarah, this thing that looks like Avodah Zarah, so as a penalty of not giving up their life, the Noimish for not giving up their life, was not that they were Nechayev Misa, but they got the scare of being Chayev Misa, as we find what happened to them during the time of Nes Purim, that they had that tremendous scare that they'd be Nechayev Misa. Kamoi that the Avodah Zarah that they did wasn't a real Avodah Zarah, so that the penalty of death that they received wasn't a real penalty of death. There's a Mechudesh Sikka Toysis Rid in Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel, that the Toysis Rid says a tremendous Chiddush. He says that Be'emes Klal Yisrael were this time Oivid Be'oinus. They did the Avodah Zarah Be'oinus because they were forced. But there were other times that Klal Yisrael had done it Be'rotzin. In the beginning of the Golas, that they had done it Be'rotzin. This, according to this, it would be very understood why Klal Yisrael were Chayiv Klai Avodah Zarah, why they're Chayiv Misa. However, it's just very, 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 very difficult to shtim with the Gemara Megillah, that the Gemara Megillah is very much not like that. The Gemara Megillah says that they were only oivid lefnim, and that they never really were oivid in Bamis Avodah Zarah. So this Tosfos Rid is a big chiddush, but again, it would answer the question that, of course, Chayiv Misah came, we understand, were Chayiv Misa. Now, Bamis, there's a second part of this sugya that we have to deal with, is what's Pshat in Chananya, Mishael v'Azariah? Because it's Mevur in the Gemara Mesachet, Mandaf and Gimel Mebeis, that Chananya, Mishael v'Azariah, for two nikudas. Number one, it's mevur in the Gemara that they learned out a kal v'chomer from the tzvardeim, from the frogs, to be moiser their nefesh. They saw that just like the frogs gave up their lives during the time of the makas tzvardeim, that they jumped into the tanurim, they jumped into the oven, and they were willing to give up their lives, so too they can give up their lives. That's one thing mevur in the Gemara. Another nikudah mevur in the Gemara is that it says that Lui Yitzur, Chananya, Mishael, v'Azariah would have received yisurim. They would have been tortured. So then the emes, they wouldn't have been able to withstand the test, and they would have bowed down to the tzelem. Now, both of these are mashing to us that there's something going on over here. L'chaira, if it was a real avodah zarah, if it was a real avodah zarah, then l'chaira, what's the difference? Yisurim, l'chaira, they'd have to give up their lives. And also, what do they need to learn a kavul chaimer from the tzardei and from the frogs to give up their lives? L'chaira, they're mechuyev to give up their lives. It's a regular din of avodah zarah. And it's also mevur in the medrash that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah came to Yechezkel HaNavi and they asked him what to do. Should they give up their lives? Should they not give up their lives? And then, with all these questions, really, the Re in Tosis explains that, well, as we explained before, that Tosis that the Re says that Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, and really all of Klal Yisrael had the ability to run away. They didn't have the chiyuv to bow down to the Tzelem. And the question of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah was a very sadistic question. The question was: is a person allowed to give up his life when he has the ability? Is a person allowed to give up his life when he could be Makadish Shem Shemayim by giving up his life? Or is he Mechayev to taker run away? Or the Mashal, is he Mechayev to be over on the Aveira, such as, let's say the guy comes and says, eat Chazer. And if you don't eat Chazer, I'm going to kill you. So is the person allowed to give up his life? Or no, he's not allowed to give up his life. And the Torah said you can only give up your life in certain situations. So the question Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah was asking a very specific question. In the case of where we have the ability to get out of it, are we allowed to be Makadosh Shem Shemayim Af Al Pi Kein? And that was the question that they asked Yechezkel, and that was really what they needed to learn out of Kal V'Chomer from the Tzardeim, from the frogs. And that's also why if there would have been Yisurin involved, so they would have ran away. So according to the Re, it really answers up all the questions. According to the Re, there was Taker and Avodah Zarah over here. Why didn't they give up their life? The answer is because they could have run away. We'll go back to the other question. Then why did they Taker guess give up their lives? Why were they willing to jump into the fire? So from here we see from the Shita 3, from the famous Machlekes between the Rambam, and what's brought in Shulchan Aruch and Kufnin Zayin, that a person Chayra, from here we'd have a Raya, the person would yes, be allowed to be Makadosh Shem Shemayim, even in a situation of where the Halacha tells him to either, you know, run away, as we're saying, or to be over on the Aveira, but he would be allowed to make a Kiddush Shem Shemayim. That's the Shita 3. The Rabbeinu Tam, in answering these questions, Rabbeinu Tam says that over here wasn't an Avodah Zarah, as we explained before, it was just a statue. And that's really why they needed to learn out this Kavul Chomer, and that's really why they wouldn't necessarily have bowed down if there would have been Yisurin, if there would have been torture, they Taker wouldn't have bowed down. So this, again, brings the other question, then why Taker, what was Taker the Kavul Chomer? Why did they Taker give up their lives? So again, that's how the Gra learns, also in Yerdeya, that we see from Rabbeinu Tam, that a person is allowed to give up his life to make a Kiddush Hashem, to make this Kiddush Shem Shemayim, even in a situation where he's not mechuyev to give up his life. And the Shitas Rambam, it's not like that. The Shach brings down in Yerodeya, in Kufnin Zayin, that in a situation where a person is not allowed to give up his life, either because the halacha is Yavur Val Yarik, eat the chazer and don't get killed, or run away, or it's just a statue which doesn't require a person to give up his life, and he gives up his life anyways, so the Rambam says, an interesting lesson, the Rambam says, he's chayiv misa. Well, he's dead already. But it means that he's mischayiv v'nasher. He's considered suicide. He has no right to give up his life. Now, the Mefarshim, the Prichadosh, the Shah, they say from Bamis, from Arsugil, Chananim Shal Vezariah, it could be anyways, there's no raya klap in this shayva. Because even maybe, it could be even the Rambam would agree that Chananim Shal Vezariah had a right to give up their lives in this situation, like that they weren't mechuyev to give up their lives because it was either a statue or because they could have run away. But Af Al Pi Kein, there's a halacha that a gadol ador, a person is meforsim in order to make a migdar milsa, in order to teach the am and to make a world kiddush Hashem and to make a stronghold in Yiddishkeit, to make a statement in Yiddishkeit, a strong statement, maybe such people taker have the right to give up their lives, and maybe that's the reason why Chananiah, Mishael v'Azariah had the ability. The lashon of the Shach is, "V'afilu alkei kasav dimu adam gadol v'chasav yirshemayim v'roi shador paritz b'kach." If you see that the door needs this tikkun, and over here, of course, the door seemed to have needed the tikkun. There was this tremendous avodah zarah taking place, and there's this tremendous problem taking place. Is the Duah Emes Yankiv in Pesachim Dun Gimel Beis explains the avera of the apikorsis of Nebuchadnezzar was not that he held he was God. This is really the same explanation of power. Not that they themselves understood they were God, but that they were claiming that there is no God. And that's really what the statue stood for in the first place, that there is no God and that the world just goes. And Harai, I'm in control of the world right now. And in order to counter that, there was a necessity, these Gedolei Ador felt there was a necessity for this tremendous Kiddush Hashem. And that's why they gave up their lives. And that's why Bamis, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, when they asked Yechezkel HaNavi, Yechezkel HaNavi told them that they should hide. And they said that no, they wanted to make this Kiddush Hashem. This was their claim. Their claim was they wanted to make this statement, this Kiddush Hashem, world's Kiddush Hashem, this worldwide Kiddush Hashem, that even maybe the Rambam would agree that a person has a right to do in a situation where he's not mechuyev to give up his life. There's a famous Shus Yankiv, the Chuvus Shus Yankiv, it says that also perhaps there's no raya from our sugya klapi the shaila if a person is allowed to give up his life when he's not mechuyev to give up his life, because there was a baskol in the time of Tamar and Yehuda, when Tamar jumped into the fire, that because she was willing to jump into the fire and not embarrass Yehuda, so when Yehuda admitted that she was right, that Tamar was right, the baskol came out from Shemayim Chayecha, because you saved Tamar and the two sons from the fire, then I will save your three sons, Banecha Minaor, which are Chananya, Mishael, Ve'azariah. So the Shus Yankiv says that therefore when they had jumped into the fire, there was already a previous baskol that went out that said that there was going to be a nace that would be done for them from Shemayim. So really there it was already known that there would be a nace. This is also perhaps the reason why they chose not to run away. Again, that they had the ability to run away according to the Ri, because they knew that they'd be saved from the fire. So it was as if there was no sakana sefashis here at all. The problem with the Shus Yankiv is the Teres Kahanim in Parshas Emor brings a raya from Chananya Mishael Ve'Azariah that anybody who does an action to not have a nace done to him, he does an action l'shem Shemayim and he doesn't think a nace will happen to him, then a nace will happen to him. But if he does an action where he knows a nace will happen to him, not necessarily is he going to have a nace, because we know ain't same chanal a nace. And that is from this Shus Yankiv, from the Medrash is Mefor L'Chayra, not like the Shus Yankiv, because the Shus Yankiv is Mefor, that they knew that they would have a nace. Just to end off, the Sugya brings down that the question, where was Daniel during this entire episode? Where was Daniel? And we know that Daniel lived in the palace also, so where was he? And the Gemara brings down that Daniel had gone to Mitzvah, according to one Tarsim of the Gemara, that had gone to Alexandria, Shal Mitzrayim, to Alexandria, in order to be Isaac in the Chaziri Alexandria. And the question that the Yireyim and the Mefarshim deal with is, how did Daniel go to Mitzrayim? We know it's three times in Issa and the Torah, it's Mavur three times in Issa, that a person is not allowed to return to Mitzrayim. Now, us ourselves, it could be we wouldn't have had this Shaila after learning the Gemara, because the Gemara is mashma that Nebuchadnezzar had sent him. And but the Yireyim is asking, the Mefarshim are asking from the fact that it's mashma that Daniel on his own also went. That's what's mashma in the Gemara. But Akoponim, the Rambam brings down l'alok l'maisa that it's mutter to live in any place in the world except for Mitzrayim, and three times the Torah warned us. So how did Daniel go? The Yireyim, Mikoyach Har Gemara, brings the raya that the only iser is to go from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. That's the only time that there's Nisr, and that's what's mashman the Pazik a little bit, Lashon B'derech Zeh, to go back the same way that Klal Yisrael came out of Egypt toward Mitzrayim, toward Eretz Yisrael, from Egypt toward Eretz Yisrael, would be the Isr to go back in that direction, from Eretz Yisrael to Egypt. So for example, myself, it would be also for me now to go to Mitzrayim. Maybe it means only Derech the Midbar, even according to Yireyim. Says the Yireyim, he brings Yireyim, because that's why, how is Daniel able to go to Mitzrayim? So he says, must be, because he had already gone to Bavel. And since he had gone to Bavel, so therefore there was no Isser to go from Bavel to Mitzrayim. It's only an Isser to go from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. The Sefer Gvuras Ari, also the Chuvus Chaim Shaul, they bring that there's no raya from to this Yisoy, this new Yisoy, that the only Yisr of going to Mitzrayim comes out tremendous Chiddush Halacha. The only Yisr would be if a person goes from Eretz Yisrael and he goes to Mitzrayim, but anywhere else in the world, if he goes from New York and he wants to go to Egypt to visit the pyramids, it wouldn't be a problem, according to this. The Chaim Shaul and the Gvuras Ari say there's no raya from Daniel, because Daniel was going for Schaira purposes. He was going for pragmatia, as the Rambam calls it, for business purposes. And as we find in the Rif, in the Armasachtim, Sanhedrin, Dafbeis, and also we find really in the Rambam's mashma like that, that the only Yisr, as the Rabbaz is Mavur, is L'shtakei Hashem, is to go and to live there. But for Schaira purposes, or even according to the Rabbaz, maybe even for a visit, wouldn't necessarily be a problem. And therefore, there wouldn't be a raya from Daniel to this Yisoid of the Yireyim. Now, the Yireyim wants to say the only Yisr is to go and go from Eretz Yisrael. It could be really there's an Yisr from anywhere in the world. Daniel was going for a multiple time period, or if you're going just for Schaira purposes, or if you're going for Talmud Torah purposes, which really Bemis brings out an understanding and something else. How did the Rambam himself live in Mitzrayim? Now, it's Mavur, it's Yedua, that there were those that said that the Rambam used to sign his name on every one of his tshuvas of Rambam, that he used to sign, his edith that he used to sign his name, Ani Rambam, that I'm over on shloish lavin b'kol yoyim, that I'm over on three lavin every day, which is kama chedushin. Number one, you see he counts this as three separate lavin. Number one, and number two, you see that the Rambam held that he was over on this Aveira, and Afalpik, and he was living there. The Sefer Evan Sapir brings down that this Shmua is Sheker, and it was sent out by the enemies of the Rambam, and Avada the Rambam never, Chalila, would have been over on three lavin b'kol yoyim, and not only that, he certainly wouldn't be Megala b'farhesia his Avera if he was over. And he brings down that there were those that even on the Matseva of the Rambam, they were Mavaza the Rambam, they wrote things on the tombstone of the Rambam, which were also Mavaza the Rambam. He said these were all the things that were done by his enemies, but that really the Rambam never wrote this b'chlal, his chuvis, and it was all just a rumor that was spread by the enemies of the Rambam. Kedua b'shaita b'shas of the Rambam's life, that there were those that were right of the Rambam. Afterward, of course, everybody saw the godless of the Rambam, and of course, that was all ended. Al-Kopanim, this would answer up another question: what's Taka Pshat the Rambam that he lived in Mitzrayim? So either we could say that the Rambam went down for a Toyelist and he never planned on being Mishtakeya Shama, he never planned on remaining there, or like the Reyim, that he didn't go Derech Eretz Yisrael, or perhaps he was Oinus at that point, he was already the doctor of the Sultan, and perhaps at that point the Rambam was unable to leave.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.